The stock this is dictating on Adam Gooding, Gooding. Gooding, Adam, Adam. Adam Gooding, Gooding, Adam, Adam. Date of birth is 9/6/82. Date of visit is 7/13/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Richard Potts. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S. Paul, P as in Paul. P-O-T-T-S, T as in Thomas. Richard Potts, M.D. Next line. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Adam Gooding for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 39-year-old, very obese male who has a history of snoring and apneic episodes, has gained weight over the past 2 years. The patient also has short of breath with exertion, and has had chronic leg edema, but denied any chest pains, denied any cough, but has reflux. Next paragraph. the patient's chest x-ray done in January of 2020 showed cardiomegaly with mild vascular congestion. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and and has a history of removal of a cyst from his neck in 2011. He had a COVID-19 infection in January of 22. The patient also had has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and chronic lymphedema of the legs. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke. Denies alcohol use. Is disabled. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents are alive and in good health. No history of sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has leg edema and abdominal pain with reflux. He has arm pain and joint pains of his extremities, and he denies any urinary symptoms, dysuria, severe flank pains. He has no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and has no skin rash, no itching. Denies depression or anxiety. Next paragraph, medalist. Included labetalol 40 milligrams daily, clonidine 0.3 milligrams TID, doxazosin 4 milligrams daily, hydralazine 100 milligrams TID, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, and lisinopril 30 milligrams BID, and amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a obese young African American male, alert and in no acute distress. Oh, can you please change the lisinopril? Lisinopril is 40 milligrams daily. And okay, next paragraph. The patient is in no acute distress. There was no pallor icterus, but has 3+ leg edema. Blood pressure 125/80, pulses 78, respiration 22, temperature 97. 3, weight is 360 pounds, saturation 97. HENT abnormal phallic pupils reactive and equal, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds, and no crackles, but scattered wheezes were heard. Heart, the absence of regular sonorenesto, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema, 3+. Decreased peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness. Omen sign is negative. Neurologically, reflexes are 1+. There's no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no definite lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, probable obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, exogenous obesity. Number 4 is chronic leg edema. And next paragraph, plan, patient was advised to go for a polysomnographic study, and weight loss was discussed. A pulmonary function study will be ordered, and a complete metabolic profile and a TSH level. The patient will continue diuretic therapy and the above mentioned medications, and a follow-up visit here in approximately 8 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, MD, POTTS, Richard Potts, MD. Thank you.